Is it over between Google and China?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Google may abandon its Chinese search engine and leave the world's fastest-growing market over concerns about censorship. According to the Financial Times today, Google is, quote, 99.9% certain to shut down Google.cn. That's the Chinese version of Google.com. Other outlets have confirmed that Google is exploring the departure. Marketplace's Shanghai Bureau Chief Scott Tong joins us now live to explain why. Hello, Scott.
Bill, good morning.
So first of all, I'm curious, what would happen when a Chinese user goes to Google's search engine?
Well, as far as we know, the search engine would just be gone from the from the internet space. As you said, this is Google.cn, which is for the Chinese users, the largest market in the world. So if you go on that site now, here's how it works. You type in, say, a politically controversial word like Tiananmen Square or Tibet. Fewer results come up on Google.cn. That's how the censoring works. Now, why would Google voluntarily be doing this? Well, Google, the company, said when it came to China, that even censored results for the public will gradually bring openness to China and Chinese people. Here's Google CEO Eric Schmidt at a press conference in Beijing back in 2008.
Google intends to serve all of the Chinese citizens as best we can, and we think we've done a good job. The growth of the internet and the kinds of things that will be happening here bode very well for more communication, more openness. The direction is good.
Okay, so Scott, Google has since then changed its mind on all that?
Well, that's what it seems like, and the internet ecosystem is already preparing for that. The Chinese government has told Chinese websites to prepare for Google's China site to close. Google employees in Beijing are sending out their resumes, and a lot of companies that used to advertise on Google have bailed on the company, and they're advertising on other websites, Bill.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Scott Tong. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
British lawmakers could impose strict new rules to cut down on digital piracy in that country. Under a plan that will be introduced today in London, downloaders caught with illegal music on their computer could lose their internet access, and internet service providers could be heavily regulated. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The bill is designed to hit online piracy hard. The courts would be given stringent new powers. They'd be able to block access from Britain to websites providing pirated films and music. Illegal downloaders would be targeted too. They could be cut off from the internet altogether. But critics of the new bill say it will sabotage Britain's digital economy. Google, Yahoo, eBay and Facebook all oppose the measure. They say it could threaten freedom of speech. Companies might seek to suppress certain content under the pretext of protecting copyright. But the British government says this tough approach could pay big dividends. It could generate millions of extra dollars for music, movie and other creative industries. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Today, Moody's Investor Service said the UK is close to losing its top credit rating. And European shares are off this morning, less than 0.5% now. In Asia, stocks fell about 1%, partly on the prospect of China taking more steps to cool its economy. In New York last week, the NASDAQ was up nearly 2% for the week. The S&P 500 and the Dow gained around 1%, and the Dow closed Friday at 10,624.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Vanguard, reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at vanguard.com.
It has been more than a year since Congress signed off on the $787 billion stimulus bill. President Obama has claimed the measure saved about 2 million jobs last year. Reporter Adam Allington looks at how the stimulus has affected one Midwestern city so far.
$35 million in stimulus money is being used to turn this old munitions factory in North St. Louis into a new office building. Alderman Jeffrey Boyd says the project's one of the largest investments his ward has seen in decades.
From my understanding, there's over 400-some jobs, construction jobs, that's been created for this project.
But critics of the stimulus say projects like these have been too slow in coming. Barb Geisman is the economic development director for St. Louis. She says large-scale infrastructure projects like these can take months to plan and bid out before jackhammers start.
So in some respects, if you're a distressed urban area, it is harder to spend the money because you don't have those shovel-ready projects sitting on the shelf.
Still, economist Jack Strauss says the stimulus has been beneficial for St. Louis and Missouri as a whole, largely by shoring up public budgets stressed by falling tax revenues.
The primary way the stimulus has helped is that it has given states tens of billions of dollars. And this has prevented layoffs, particularly in education. This is hard to see.
And with even tougher budget projections this year, Strauss says states and cities may be forced to lay off public employees, even as new waves of stimulus dollars roll in for construction projects. Strauss says it doesn't make much sense to hire a construction worker while laying off a teacher.
It's cheaper and it makes more sense to save a job than to create a job because the facility, the school, the police department is already there. So it's actually cheaper because the capital is already in place.
St. Louis city officials say work is finally set to begin on a variety of infrastructure projects, from bridge and street repair to energy audits for City Hall. The news comes at the same time Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has announced cuts in the state education budget of about $40 million, a move which would likely result in hundreds of layoffs. In St. Louis, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
And finally, 1995 is when the New York Stock Exchange started inviting celebrities to ring the opening bell. The bell has been rung by a Scottish Terrier recently, SpongeBob SquarePants, a giant Hershey's Kiss, the band Kiss, and a couple weeks ago, the Aflac Duck. Also, since 95, the market has crashed twice. Is it fair to blame that solely on the Aflac Duck? Yes, yes it is. It's the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.